Club Dave. Мы здесь вам позволяем говорить только добро пожаловать. Rough Radio.
Give a little guitar one time there, Bessie.
Radio, prepare to feel the sting of the Dragon Master. All you painted daughters of the Tong Underground, gather around your speaker. Roth Radio broadcasting live from the nerve center of our gangland stronghold here in New York City, all the way to Philadelphia. I'm telling you, Dallas, roll out, you little cowgirls. Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. I don't know if we're going to take phone calls just yet here. I want to kind of go through the news. Usually we start the day making explanations for what happened yesterday. Do you want to make an explanation for what happened yesterday, Robin, or should I just go ahead and leap ahead with this?
I think we should start out talking about what, let's make excuses for what happened last night.
Everybody's making excuses. What do we got here? It's Lindsay Lohan is making excuses for claiming that she did drugs. Or wait, let's read. Lindsay Lohan repeatedly tried to get Vanity Fair to spike comments. She's claiming she said she misused and misconstructed her words to wrongly characterize her as bulimic, which is actually a fashion accessory for this generation. Lohan's tell-all interview appeared in the last issue of Vanity Fair, quotes her as saying an eating disorder had left her body so skeletal that even she found it disgusting. What was she eating? I want what she's having.
I don't think it was much.
A tall, cool glass of skinny young lady, huh?
Do they not eat during that, or do they eat and then lose it?
Do they eat during the interview, or do they...
No.
What?
The bulimia. Do you not eat at all, or are you binging and purging?
I think it's like a racehorse jockey in Santa Anita Racetrack or whatever. You got to go back and you purge. There's a special toilet in the jockey quarters backstage at all the racetracks or whatever. And it's the same kind of a bowl that they use for cleaning instruments in surgery or whatever. I know, because I was used to be a surgical tech, surgical orderly, rather. And it's the same thing. It's like a great big... whatever. Yeah, so you don't miss. I guess it's a, you know, have your cake and eat it too.
Like, is there like a headrest on it?
There ought to be, huh? There's and a McDonald's right outside. You think Paris Hilton is bulimic? Is she putting her finger down her little throat?
I don't know.
There's enough guys. There's enough guys volunteering for that responsibility.
I'm not sure it's their finger, but okay.
Dave Roth, a man with his finger on the pulse of American culture, talking to you. Hey, that's not my finger. Okay, I'm gonna knock your knee out of joint. Robin McKay joining me this morning. Animal, how are you this morning, brother? Say hello.
Awesome. Kicking in. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing extraordinary. B. Young, how are you, man? Live in front of your naked, steaming eyes. Everybody's here. Roth Radio. What else are we cooking up? What else you got to talk?
What'd you do last night, Dave?
No. It wasn't last night. It's who I was thinking about doing. It was,
Who were you thinking about doing last night, Dave?
I want to apologize about the Ashley Simpson comments that I made, because somebody sent it across our news desk here, and all kinds of information shows up. It doesn't, you know, from the producers, it shows up from the emails or whatever, and a little bit of it is suspect. In fact, I'd like to think most of it is suspect. I don't want to be, you know, I'm not here to read the weather. I'm not here to read the traffic, right? Give me a little more volume on my mic here, Hutch. I think that the comment that Ashley Simpson has a sex tape out is completely false. What do you think?
I don't believe it. Who would do Ashley Simpson?
Well, she's got a boyfriend. This is a boyfriend who's familiar. This is somebody that, you know.
How familiar? You know who
he
is?
No, he's in a rock band or something. I don't know who he is. But it doesn't strike me that either of them would even know how to work the camera. much less get the lighting correct.
Was it really her on the tape, or did the tape just roll and she didn't do what she was supposed to do?
Well, if there actually is a tape, then that's going to be the addendum that goes to it, right? Then that's going to be, okay, great.
She had a double.
Yeah, she's going to want to retract it, you know, and claim I'm, you know. But I maintained earlier, the first thing that popped into my mind was the way a Barbie doll looks when you take the clothes off. That's like Ashley Simpson, right? And I asked the very real question, is she even old enough to have grown a vagina?
And I believe I asked the question if it was open for business.
Okay, well, there you go. Much like the Iranian nuclear facility, we know it's there, but it's probably not in production, right? However, with all great respect and adoration. I got to imagine that in the future, that when her little vagina goes into production, much like the Iranian nuclear facility, it's going to affect us all deeply, right?
We will know very quickly.
Ashley, darling, I meant no. And I am certain that when the time is right and the family has agreed, that from it shall spring only congresswomen and quarterbacks.
Let me note that during that whole speech, Dave was saluting.
I was.
Hand to his head in military salute.
Well, I'm best
of... Pledging of allegiance.
I'm best of breed, but when I talk about Ashley, I become a pointer, baby. Hey, that fitted perfectly. Da-da-da. Yeah. Play along a little guitar here. I'm going to flip through the notes here. Go ahead, man. In the studio, baby. All right. Says Britney Spears is, she's, what is she, top the worst dressed or the best dressed?
She topped the worst dressed.
Well, come on.
Duh.
Who would top the best dressed? Who's best dressed in your mind, to your way of thinking?
Ava Longoria.
She was on this list, too. She was on the worst dress list, too.
She's on the worst? Yep. Oh, I think she dresses really nicely.
I have no idea what best dressed and worst dressed is. I was thinking in terms of a lot of people look at the fashion and what somebody's actually wearing.
Right.
I have, I think it's three movies now that I hate. I dislike each one of these movies, and I've seen each one of them nine times because of the girl. That's in the movie. I'm not kidding.
Why do you hate them, and what are
well,
they?
Well, they're movies. The pictures themselves, you know, a script almost happens. There's plot development almost, you know, the acting. But like in, what is it, the movie Taxi. Queen Latifah, she's always good, right? But, you know, it's a movie and a plot almost happens. But there's like three models that are the bad guys in there. One of them is the Brazilian chick, Giselle, or whatever. I know now the movie so well that I can put it on, turn the sound off, go about my business in the apartment and everything like that, and I'll stop phone calls. Because I know when she comes on the screen, right? And I'll go, wait, hold it, Hutch.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
So you got Giselle. Who's the other? There is,
what is it, Transporter 2. Transporter 2, you know, the fella who came from all the Guy Ritchie movies, a nice British fella, you know, with the shaved head. He's a great actor, right? Great. It's the movie, so-so. But there's a blonde chick in there with short blonde hair who walks around in stockings and a little skirt or whatever, and that's her work wear. That's she's a professional assassin, and I expect that's what they wear today. I don't know. Nobody's tried to assassinate me in the last 2 weeks. Well, hey,
it's only Wednesday.
There's Tom Gisano. I can't even tell you what the plot of that movie is, but I know every scene where she shows up.
Like an alarm clock.
I'm like an alarm clock. Look, it's 12 again.
My sundial is out.
I guess we're heading north, sir. That's right, sweetheart. And then there's a Broken Lizard Club Dread. Have you seen that with Bill Paxton? He plays like a Jimmy Buffett type of character. And he starts like a club med. And there's a axe murderer, you know, a slasher hiding in the jungle. It's somewhere down around Bahamas or something like that. And there's a slasher and there's all the different types. You know, there's the windsurf instructor. There's the social director. And the aerobics instructor is this hot babe. I don't know who she is. She's got a blonde haircut. And she's always running around in aerobics gear. Duh. I still couldn't tell you how the movie ends. I've seen it at least nine times. What's happening? Am I totally hardwired to Ashley Simpson here? Is that what's...
Yeah, I think you got a little Ashley thing going. Or certainly about her most personal of areas.
Well, I don't think she has a film out. But you know who does, it says
Let
here?
Let me ask you something. If she did, do you want to see it?
No. I would watch Jessica's.
Oh, really?
Well, that's, you know, she's... See, Ashley is a newt. Okay, she's not in control. She's still in the pond, you know. But Jessica made statement. Okay, you know, they paraded around, you know, for the for getting married. You know, they paraded around, you know, with the "We Are Forever," you know, and it was made in a very Norman Rockwell kind of way. You know,
yeah, because everybody in a Norman Rockwell painting buys $70,000 bed sheets. Did you see that episode?
No, what was that?
Oh, Nick Lachey was Jessica Simpson and getting all angry because she spent, I swear to God, she spent like 70 grand on a set of bed sheets. I might be wrong.
Can you even tell the difference if you're on $70,000 bed sheets?
Frankly, I have a thing about bed sheets, and yes, you can. Yeah,
okay,
it's the
all right.
Thread count thing.
Okay, the thread count feels softer?
Yeah, it feels softer, and the higher the thread count, the sheets don't wrinkle, so it stays all smooth and silky. Oh, yeah, you got to treat yourself to some nice bed sheets.
So do you think Jessica herself is a high or a low thread count? All right, no metaphysics before happy hour. I promised, and I lied.
Did you see her last night?
No.
And these boots are made for walking. She opened the People's Choice Awards.
Right. How was it?
Oh, she is one hot little number, I got to say.
Animal, you like Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, she cool, you know. Yeah, she cool.
Is that your type of girl?
Oh, no.
You got to get next to the mic, brother.
No, that's not my type of girl.
What do you like, Ashley, or do you like Jessica?
Probably Jessica.
That's your type, huh?
Yeah, if I had to choose.
Well, that's pretty cut and dry.
Alrighty then.
No, I think what happened with Jessica is that she made a lot of statements. That was a pretension there. That was depicted as the perfect couple. And I just read something over here that says 50% of everybody who gets married the first time gets a divorce. Is that the truth?
Oh, yeah. I certainly did.
I think it's probably more, and that nobody's admitting it. You know, they go on the census.
They call them starter marriages now.
First wives?
A starter marriage.
First like wives club? How old was Jessica when she got married?
9.
I have no idea how old she is now, to be honest.
She's like 23 or something.
Then she was about 19, I would think. Yep.
And what chance does she have? Who's she going to get with next? Vince Vaughn?
Well, he's with Jennifer Aniston.
Not anymore.
Oh, really? Did they break up?
That's what I'm reading. I don't read it, but I see it on the covers of the magazines when I go, you know, as I walk down the magazine stand. You know, I pass all of those covers to get to, you know.
So did you get Jennifer's number?
No, I bought Barely Legal. All right, there's a website offering Ferrell sex tape. It looks like Colin Ferrell has an explicit sex tape. Come on, man. How many more crazy radio shows, interviews, allegations, court cases, and scandals got to go on? And listen, I got a question. Is this now a publicity move? Do you now put one on intentionally in order to join the postmodern culture?
Well, they'll probably, there's going to be a whole new department, a whole new section in the in video stores.
Hold on one second. Yeah.
No, I got it. I'm on the air.
Dave's taking a phone call.
No, baby. I'll call you.
It's Ashley. She wants to see the Colin Farrell tape.
Do you have different rings on your phone for different people?
No. I have that one. It sounds like the end of Magnificent Seven. Which is what Ashley calls me. Anyway. Colin Farrell has a sex tape out. It's a 15-minute video. You need to work on that, son. It's not who you sleep with. It's who wants to sleep with you again,
it's who
kid.
Shoots it.
You're going to need more than three songs worth. That's how we put it in the music business. Okay, and who is it with? Let's see. I'll just cut to the crash. Here from the tape, engaging in sex acts with his then-girlfriend, Nicole Nerain. Anybody have any idea? Try and download a picture. Let's take a look. The stills were posted on the website. I don't like you in that way. .com or whichever. I gotta believe that this is like a publicity issue. I have a sex tape actually from Texas. From 1983, I think. And I've been trying to release it. If you have a distribution if you have a distribution agency, give us a call. 866-313-3733.
Here, Dave, here's Nicole.
Let me see.
Not bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's not sleeping. Is she black?
She looks to be partially.
I think she's African American.
Shall I read
something.
You it's my story? Welcome to my personal webpage.
I can tell you her story in one sentence. It's like the girl who sued Bill Maher. Remember, he was dating some babe, and then
airline stewardess.
Well, wait
right?
a minute. This is the crux move. On every hard climb, there's the hardest part, and here's the hardest part to get over on Bill's climb. There's no such thing as a stewardess slash model. There's no such thing as a actress slash stewardess. There's no such thing as actress slash waitress. There is such a thing as waitress slash actress, though. Either on your way up or you're not. There's no such thing as an airline stewardess and a model. What that means is that... God, I don't know a polite way to put this.
Spell it.
What that means was settlement, okay? And she claimed that Bill had promised to help her with her career, which is vastly more important, I'm certain.
How's he going to help her be an actress?
Well, now...
I mean, he can help her be an intern
okay,
on the
well,
show,
okay, well, wait a minute.
Maybe.
Robin, clearly you're not a model slash actress.
Apparently.
You're asking those kinds of questions because you're a thinking, feeling, you know, corresponding...
Sir.
Sensitive, whatever.
By the way, this lovely, lovely lady that Colin Farrell was doing is Miss January 2002, Playboy's Miss January 2002.
Do you think he chose her on that? You think he chose her on that basis?
Because he saw her. I think he chose her on this picture.
Because you know what I did once, and this is, you probably know. Remember Apollonia in Purple Rain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew her when she was Patricia.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. And back in, what was it, right before Purple Rain, on the cover of Lowrider magazine. I own a Lowrider. I own a 51 Mercury. It's chopped, dropped, you know, 4.5-inch windshield, the whole thing. My first girlfriend was Spanish-speaking. Orale. Hey, we're talking in Texas. Ten cuidado. Aquí lo tienes. And she was on the cover of, Lowrider magazine, which at the time was brand new. And we called up the magazine and said what we said in those days, which was come down and audition for a video.
Yeah. And it worked?
Yes, it worked beautifully. She came on down and, you know, I did my normal routine and called her up a couple days later and took her to a James Brown concert.
Did you have to put her in a video?
No.
And did the video get out on
ultimately, the video never got made.
Or at least not that one.
But history got made. More about history... after this. The sun was setting. We ate lobster. We drank pina coladas and then we made love like sea otters. Roth Radio, the tide is coming in.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's a hell of a compliment, Robin. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Dallas, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and everyone within reach. We're on the internet, actually. We're getting all kinds of play from around the world, everywhere from Adelaide, Australia, to Rio de Janeiro, from Helsinki, Finland, London, England, Berlin, Germany, from Broadway to Cheyenne, baby, from Rio to Roanoke. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. We don't really have a subject in front of us, just we're still kind of winding our way through the news a little bit here.
How about the new Jennifer Lopez thing that's going on?
Jennifer Lopez seniors are eliminated from Miami. Let me get this. Imagine a world where every inhabitant is a hunk or a babe, a world in which there are no children and practically no one gets older. Sounds like a game to me. In a world with a huge population, but you still run into the same people over and over again. Science fiction? No, it's South Beach. Jennifer Lopez is I can't read this. Eliminate practically all the seniors. She's eliminating all the seniors from the show. Evidently, in the process, it's a universe in which all women are models and all men have some sort of showbiz career. That's a lot like my neighborhood. And every now and then, if a story emerges, it never hangs around for very long or gets told with conviction. So what's new on television? However, Jennifer Lopez, what's your take on her?
Well, is there anything this girl's not doing?
Yeah, her husband, probably.
She's got a clothing line. She's got a perfume line. She's a producer. She's a director. Songs.
So is Jennifer
movies.
So is Jennifer a talent, or does she represent?
She sounds like a business.
She's become she's her own
business with a booty.
She's she's an upward conglomerate, corporate something or other at this point.
She's her own power couple.
Okay. She's both of the it girls, huh? But now wait, what? Now look at Animal Light Up. We've gone from the Simpson girls. Go ahead. What do you think, babe?
Oh, I kind of like hung out with her one night before. In my life.
Okay, is it a story that you can tell without getting shot once you step out of the studio?
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead.
Well, back in the day when she was with P. Diddy, he wanted to do a song with Busy Bone. So they had us come up to New York and we was kicking it with him. He said, well, you know, we're going to go in the studio. We're going to knock these tracks out. Then we'll take you guys out dancing and take you guys to get something to eat. And we say, okay, cool. So we get to the studio hanging out. Jennifer come in. I was like, wow, I had my sunglasses on so you couldn't tell who I was looking at. And I was like checking her out. She was checking Busy out. P. Diddy was checking her, checking us out. And so then Jennifer goes out. And then she come back in with a jacket off, and all that booty was just hanging out, man, her stomach. We were just looked in like, wow,
barbecue,
she's so hot.
Barbecue is not just for breakfast
you
anymore,
got that,
is
right?
It?
Yeah. That's right. And so, you know, we start doing the tracks and stuff, and then, like, all of a sudden, P. Diddy gets sick. He said, man, I got to go home, you know. I was like, oh, yeah. So, you know, like.
Well, wait a second. Did he take Jennifer with him?
Yes, he did.
No, was that the night they ran 11 red lights together?
May have been. I don't know. It was like in 98, I think, when it happened.
I remember I was in New York at the time. I was living here at the time, and they ran something retarded, like 9 or 11 red lights.
I don't know. But
and somebody got shot by a couple of people got shot
in
the
No, that was a different incident. That was after this incident. That was during a breakup time, what you talking about.
Well, wait, let me reflect on this. Did that build her cachet? Did that make her more cool, or did that detract from it? Because I got to ask a question here. Is Jennifer Lopez talented, or does she just represent an entire voter block of people?
I think she's very talented myself, you know.
Which area? Out.
Well, she's a great actor, she's a great singer, and she definitely got the knockout body you ever want to see. I'm talking about.
Does that make the acting better? It makes it easier to watch, right?
It makes it easier to watch for your eyes.
Get him off the mic, Robin.
I watched her in Wedding Planner. And being a girl, I liked it. And she did another movie that was a dark little thing called Angel Eyes that was actually pretty good.
I think what happens with these folks, especially the newest generations, is there's so much to be done. There's now with the internet and everything, it's all accessible. In fact, you don't have to come to New York in order to be in the movies and so forth anymore. You don't have to just go to L.A.
Oh, and I'm sure her agents, you know, they run everybody through a grinder. If you're good looking and you can sing a little and act a little and dance a little, at least we forget she started out as a fly girl on In Living Color.
Well, it raises the question of if you concentrated on one thing, if you focused on something, how good could you really be at it? Because a jack of all trades is a master of nothing at all. And then you just end up just representing the neighborhood as long as you look like the neighborhood, all right? Right now, she represents a whole nation of young ladies who look kind of like she does, especially Spanish-speaking, although J-Lo, I don't believe, speaks Spanish, does she?
I don't know. I do know that she's Jenny from the block.
Yeah, por si hay las moscas. You know, she says, hey, tenemos oportunidades, pero no tengo capacidades. Her husband speaks it. You know, Mark...
You really don't think she speaks Spanish?
I don't think so. I think her husband speaks it. In fact, Mark Anthony sings, you know, in Spanish. That's what he's most famous for. Boricua. Sí, pero ella, no, I don't think so.
She might, though, Dave.
Yeah, she might. Yeah, like I might be Superman if I pull this shirt off. No, I've never heard her speak in it, ever.
No, it's a show on the Spanish channel called Caliente. That means hot. She had a video on there. If I'm not mistaken, it was all in Spanish.
Yeah, I'm sure that you could sit down and you could phonetically learn Japanese and the Pledge of Allegiance in Japanese if you take enough time. And I can sit there and go, doko de? And you go, doko de? Nihongo.
Nihongo.
There you go. I just taught you how to say, where'd you learn to speak?
I also hear that
I'm not kidding. In Japanese. Do it. Doko de?
Doko de.
Nihongo.
Nihongo.
Oboitano.
Ogobongatano.
Okay. Well, that was close enough. I just taught you how to say, where'd you learn to speak Japanese? Phonetically, you can make that happen. Same way as in a video, you can take a picture of a plant in a flower pot, and if you move the camera enough, it looks like it's dancing. Come on. You want to know how hard it is to make a video? Take the next football game, turn the sound off, put Metallica on, it'll make perfect sense, man. Perfect sense.
Yeah.
Now, that's how hard it is to make videos. I see a look on your face, Rob. I think Jennifer represents an entire nation of gals who they want to be J-Lo, yeah. You know, or supposedly what she represents. You think J-Lo's happy?
I think she's got her days. How can you have all of that and not at least have one happy day a week? Although I don't get the Mark Anthony thing.
What, the little skinny guy with the...
the little skinny guy with the...
with the mamacita? And there's a mother thing going on there. It's a matriarchal society. What the hell? So why are we here?
Do you think he was a business move for her?
No, I don't think so at all. I think...
vice versa?
Well, she was dating dancers. She was dating the guys
Chris Judd. Yeah.
Come on, you know, guys who were. Wait a minute, didn't Britney Spears isn't her husband an ex dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible genetic pool. Come on.
J-Lo was with Ben Affleck before she went to Mark Anthony.
Okay, now that spring loads into who's Ben Affleck married to right now?
Jennifer Garner.
And she just won a prize for something.
She did. She won a Best Actress award last night on the. On the People's Choice Awards, which is very curious because Alias, which is the show that she's been a star of for 5 years, was canceled.
Canceled on content or canceled because nobody was watching it?
I assume it's because it wasn't getting ratings.
Ben has no luck at all. Ben's stars are crossed.
Well, Ben got to be Bennifer twice. Never had to change the monogram on his
towel. What happens to these guys? No time, huh? What happens to these fellas? You become known as somebody's boyfriend.
I know. Bradgelina, are they calling him?
Bradgelina? How whipped is he at this point? Also, what happened to Madonna's husband? Same thing. Got whipped. Guy Ritchie made a couple of great movies. Lock, Stock, Smoking Barrels, Snatch. Great movies. Great stuff. Launched some new careers and everything, and then, boom, gone.
Now
what happened?
He's wearing a Kabbalah bracelet and changed his name to Boy Ritchie.
Kabbalah water.
And he's Mr. Mom, I think.
You think he's happy with that, or did he just get preempted? Hell no, I wouldn't be. Are you kidding? I'm not a cared for guy. This is where you separate the rock stars from the groupies. If either he's going to sublimate that talent... And use it for what? I don't know. Where do you take movie-making talent like that and apply it to a family?
Yeah, I don't know. A reality show, I guess.
I don't think Madonna would ever do a reality show.
That doesn't mean Guy wouldn't, though.
I wonder if that marriage is going to last. What do you think?
I'm surprised it's lasted as long as it has. At least we forget. She's got the baby daddy involved, too. What's his name? Carlos Leon or something.
Again, which was like a personal trainer or a dancer or something like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's happening here? Are women looking for mediocre guys or guys that they can keep their thumb on or guys that they can control?
I want to know if it's happening in regular society or if it's just the really powerful women who... have the opportunity to do that.
Okay, what about Demi and Ashton? Oh. The same kind of thing, right? She's appropriating him. All right, he's getting his rocks off, and it's all a lot of fun right now. But she has appropriated him, just the way Cam Diaz appropriated the kid. What's his name? Timberlake.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
I hear that the girl from the Black Eyed Peas, what's her name? Fergie,
I don't know.
Fergie, something like that. She's going out with that super hot guy from
and is he younger?
The show Las Vegas. I don't think so, but he was like a manly man, and he was just hot as hell. And now everybody cringes when she walks onto the set because he's totally pee-whipped.
He's totally pee-whipped.
Totally.
I think that Demi had a conversation with Cameron on the set of Charlie's Angels about if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, get a younger dude to be in your life. I changed the words, but I think that's what's going on there. I don't know. At least Ashton will be able to change Demi's embolism stockings, you know, when she gets a little older, right? You know?
The scary part of that is she's got kids that, you know, that are Ashton's perfect demographic, like the girls who are the age that just drool over Ashton.
How old is she?
She's like 107 or something. she's probably early 40s.
And how old is he?
He's 26, 25.
Yeah, mid-20s, yeah.
That's an interesting relationship. All right, I want to go on telephones on this. 866-313-3733. And it's davidleeroth.com. Younger guys, older girls. When I was 24, I was squeezing a gal who was 43.
Bravo.
Oh, yeah. No, she was from France. That was Italian.
How'd you meet her? What'd she look like? Did she look young, or did you dig the
No, she told
woman
us she thing? Totally looked 43, but she was elegant. She was amazing. Her father owned a couple of fashion magazines in France and Italy. And I was hanging out on what is, what's that giant hotel over on Paradise Island now? The Atlantis?
The Atlantis.
Or whatever it is. I knew Mr. Lloyd, who owned Paradise Island and so forth in the early 80s.
Well, you did get around, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. long before all that hotel was there. And I used to party with the, well, I'll tell you right after this.
David Lee Roth. It's classic rock.
Jumping right into it, huh?
Can Beaver come out to play?
Roth Radio. Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, New York. Loving you, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and everywhere else in the free world. Call us 866-313-3733. Is it okay for Demian Ashton? Is it okay for Diaz and Timberland? Is it okay for, come on, who are these others? There's one more that I named here. Somebody's, the mother figure and the child, Ozzy Osbourne's wife, and Ozzy.
How much older is she than he is?
In spiritually, about 30 years. Intellectually, about 80. But he's got soul, so they're on an even par there.
No, really?
Right?
She's older than he is?
I don't know. You know, chronologically,
She looks about 40 years younger, but
she looks a lot younger than he. But then, you know, then again, that's an issue of
the Golden Triangle in Beverly Hills.
Okay, we got a call here. It says Sean, talk to me, Sean. You're on Roth Radio. You're in the spotlight.
Darn it, Dave.
Yo,
so good to hear you on the radio. Aside from the classic rock stations, that's neither here nor there. My girlfriend's 41. I'm 26.
Go, boy. Where did you meet her?
I actually met her through
an agency in Russia.
I was trying to get with her daughter.
Oh, you were trying to get with her daughter, and how old was the daughter?
21. Well, actually, at the time, the daughter was like 18.
So what do you think comes out of the relationship when they're, how many years difference are we talking about here? I'm not good at math. What is it, about 20 years difference?
15, yeah.
Okay, and does that impact the relationship in a positive way, or do you find it difficult?
Believe it or not, and this might just be because the two of us, the people that we are, I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think if we had met regardless of age, we would have hooked up no matter what.
Okay, you know? So you
that's
think...
Just, that's because of us. I don't know if it's the same with Demi and Ashley.
Okay, well, the first thing that pops into my mind is Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's funny.
Is that your song? Is that your song?
Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't.
It sounds to me like one of you is either accelerated or the other is, what's the opposite of accelerated?
Decelerating.
You got to look at it this way, Dave. See, but my attitude, like, I like the fact that her kids are growing up. She doesn't want to have any more children. She's got a good job. She pays her bills. You know, she takes care of herself. So it's not like, I mean, I've dated girls my age, but the problem is they cost you money.
Is she taking care of you?
No, absolutely not. I won't have that.
Oh, it's a combination.
I have more self-respect than the legend.
Good for you.
A relationship like that's going to be mutual. It's like, here, use my hand. I won't look. I'll tell you my story. Thanks for calling. And no, he's got a point there, because when I was 24, I was dating a really, really interesting gal coming out of Paris, France. Her name is Cat T, and she still sends messages sometime when I tour over there. We keep up with each other. This was when Paradise Island, which is down in the Bahamas, was owned by a fellow named Harold Lloyd, who was a, an exile from the United States because there had been a huge controversy, a scandal over the Marlboro art galleries. They had either raised the prices or something got forged, or they had done something illegal, and he was in exile. This was a multi-millionaire guy in a big white antebellum kind of old South kind of house with the columns and whatever, and a black butler named Johnson, who served Mr. Lloyd little pieces of coconut. Mr. Lloyd was barely mobile. He was like in a wheelchair. This is right out of the movies.
This isn't Harold Lloyd, the comedian, right?
No. You're talking about the 20s. No. And he had a wife who was a trophy wife, great-looking gal named Susan. And Mr. Lloyd would finish his coconut and be put to bed at 8:30 at night. And then Johnson, the butler, would bring out all the comestibles. And they'd bring out literally cases of champagne. And this was in the early 80s, okay, mid-early 80s. So virtually everything was on that table, right? And we would sit up until about 10 o'clock the next morning. And this is where I met this gal. She was one of the faces there. Cat T had a father who owned a couple of fashion magazines, and she would routinely fly in to pick me up in Nassau, Bahamas in her father's jet turbine Puma helicopter, okay? And we would make love in the back cabin while we would fly off to either Nassau, or we would fly to Paradise Island, or we would fly to Eleuthera, and we once flew to Antigua, and we once flew to Turks and Caicos, and we did it every single time in the back there. I have squeezed my way from the beginning to the end of the Bermuda Triangle, and I am, and it's why
in
I look, it's
one.
Why I look so young, and I seem to have a full tank of gas, and I can't tell you where the hell I've been, baby.
So how much older was she?
She was 43, and I was 24, and I had never, I couldn't even spell bondage at the time. Obviously, there's like,
what?
I haven't gotten to the funny part yet.
It's not tough.
Please
spell.
I swat. But obviously there was something, you know, there's some kind of color going on, you know, because there's, you know, I don't know what she was doing. And me, I was Tarzan of rock and roll at the time, you know, with the long hair and everything like that. So I think I took 12 years off of her life, and she added 12 onto mine, but in a very kind of a good way. And she would, she was the one who told me the expression once, no, when you do something like this, David, you get to do the crime right along with the punishment. Very postmodern.
Hello.
Toujours croyant les étrangers, mais qu'ils peuvent visiter sans apprendre la langue.
I don't know what it is, but
I said, always the rich foreign stranger shows up without bothering to learn the language. That's how we say Happy Hanukkah, and you got 7 more coming.
So did she drag you around by your long blonde hair?
Oh, yeah. It was
great. Was she a dominatrix?
No, I was. She had a thing going that, I don't know what, you know, evidently her father never paid attention to her or whatever, so I played that part. And she showed me around. That's how I know the Upper East Side kind of world. That's how I know the Hamptons, Miami Beach kind of a world. One of the faces that was in that circle at the time was one of the family who owns the Club Med, okay? And the Club Med was just starting up there. And then ultimately, I started hanging out with her girlfriend. I won't say her name because she's married now, but that was Johnny Versace's assistant who opened up all of his boutiques all over the United States. I think the first one was down in Miami. And I'll give her a name, Sylvia. And Sylvia was his assistant. And she's the one who had the brains and had the substance. And she was about 10 years older than me as well. Spoke a dozen languages. She wasn't into bondage, though. So,
did you change all that?
No. Actually, I almost got married to that girl. Sylvia lives in Milan, Italy right now. And she's, you know, she's got a husband and a couple of kids and everything. But that was the one girl that I thought, you know what, I might have married her. She was something. She had all the brains, spoke all the languages, knew all the world, had traveled and so forth. And I made my way from the eccentric almost to the real, you know. I said to Uncle Manny, you know, when he was coming here to New York for the first show, you know, man, we talked about this. And I said, yeah, Sylvia, she was close, man. I said, when she left, I thought the almost the unimaginable, Manny. And he said, suicide? I said, no, marriage.
So you have this whole downtown persona going, but deep inside, you're really uptown.
Both. I think that, you know, if you can keep that balance. I learned that from watching the early rock stars. I learned that from watching Jagger. I learned it from watching Keith. I learned it from watching Bowie. I learned it from watching the guys in Zeppelin. I learned it from, you know, the British always had, the European always had that cool balance that if you go on stage, oh, you can get freaky deaky. You can express however you want, project all the way to the back row at Wembley Stadium and let it bounce off the roof of Madison Square and wing off the stadium in L.A. And when you come off the stage, kind of get black, baby. It's a lot closer to P. Diddy than the guy in Motley Crue. Ron wants to talk about younger, older. We don't know what his reflection is. Ron, are you there?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I got a love hangover. Tell me how I cure it, brother. Roth Radio, you're on.
Well, you're curing it. You got a great job, and you're doing everything in life that most men dream of. Now, you know, through high school, it's funny because, like, all older women always were attracted to me. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm in my late 30s now. And, you know, looking back, you know, as far as Ashton goes, he's a stringy guy. Anything that guy does athletically, it shows. He's got a good body. Demi Moore's, I think, you know, I think she's beautiful. Of course, I never woke up with her, so I can't see those subtle lines.
That's a telling factor. It's not if she has the lines, but how you feel about them. Because there's always a crack in the woodwork. And that goes for every single one.
And not that one.
but here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. He's at a good age, okay? She's not over the hill. She's always kept in good shape. That movie Striptease she did, she got in phenomenal shape on that movie.
Great
and
movie.
I think it stuck. You know,
well, I absolutely do. Well, she's got a reason to make it stick now.
And
come on.
She's been, with all due respect, because she looks fantastic. And if I knew I'd get the same results, I would do it too. But she's been completely made over.
That was my next point, guys. That was my next point, okay? Women, God bless all women, but society, our society does not allow certain things. For example, we're the only...
Wait a minute. That's what they said to Jimmy Hoffa. Come on.
Yeah, but you know what?
To hell with society.
They never found him afterwards either, did they?
No. And we know where to find her. Hold on. Let me talk for a second here. I agree with you. I think that whether or not you have it made over or whether or not you just maintained it or whether you bought it brand new, it's all good. Just like in music, if it sounds good, it is good. If it looks good to you, it is good. And as far as your age, hey, what do you do to keep an old doggy young? You get a young doggy for him to chase. Right?
And for guys, you know, it's a mental thing, too, because when I was 17, I dated a 42-year-old. She had grown kids.
Big old jet airliner. You got on it early. And did you learn things that otherwise you might not have gotten from, say, a social roster like I maintained early?
Well, I wish she had the money your girl had earlier. But, you know, what I did learn, she wasn't immature, okay? She didn't have any hang-ups. She wasn't jealous. There was no, like, pack your bags, you're going on a guilt trip if I went out with my friends.
You're describing a blow-up doll. No human being is like that. Fantasize yourself into a really good relationship, it sounds like, because maybe that's what it takes.
It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. But, you know, now I'm married. My wife's 2 years older, still an older woman. But, you know, things change, and hindsight's 20/20, and you take what you leave, and, you know, you take what you need, you leave the rest.
I like the insides and the outside. I got to have an engine and a paint job. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. And I just want to go on record that saying Demi Moore has done more for brunettes than anybody since Snow White. My IQ goes down 12 points every third movie. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody runs the race perfectly. Seabiscuit proved that a long, long time ago. Chris, what do we got? JB? JB's got a thought. JB, it's David Lee. Roth Radio? Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Advertising, a very important part of the process.
David Lee Roth.